Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to Daily Pop. I am here. I am beyond excited because Teddy Mellencamp is here. She's from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I just saw episode 2. And this show, this season, it's a different show. It has a different energy. And I need to find out why. So I'm going to bring on Teddy Mellencamp. Get your butt in this chat.
Hi.
Why does this show feel like a roller coaster and we're only on week 2?
Imagine living it. I mean, I think it feels like a roller coaster because everybody's so much more open this year and it feels more fresh. And we're all starting to really like strip down some layers. I guess in many ways, but strip down some layers to really get to know each other.
Do you think it's because you guys have been together for a long time? Or did you guys have a conversation like, let's bring this season, let's elevate it? Like, what happens?
No, I think what happened is once we all started sharing more, then we started getting closer. And when you're closer, it just happens. Yeah. And then you realize like, oh crap, I am on a TV show. I'm gonna get in the butt.
Who were you surprised shared the most this season?
I think probably Erica. I learned like a totally different side of Erica. I feel like I know her so much better than I did the past 2 years. Like I completely.
Okay. So I got a short clip from tonight's episode. This basically stirs up what seems like a lot of drama between the ladies. Let's watch this.
Why not invite my girlfriends who get confused about what I do for a living?
I'm an accountability coach.
What does that mean?
I mean, I'm not a therapist.
This is a chance for them to see me in action.
This is a disaster waiting to happen.
So I sent a little bit of a long text. I should have added at the bottom, if you come, don't be an asshole. But I left that part.
Why, when all these ladies get together, why does it always end up as a disaster?
Because we're all a little bit selfish and we just want to do what we want to do. And then all of a sudden you're coming to support somebody else and then somebody's panties get in a twist and it becomes a whole freaking mess.
There's something going on with this season of Housewives and we have not seen it on a reality show this consistent before. And it's what they call breaking the fourth wall, where the cameras and the producers are now part of the show. Did you know that they were changing the show when you started it this season?
Absolutely not. Like, for sure, I had no idea that was gonna happen. I mean, I just watched episode 2 and I saw that it happened again. And I was like, what? This is crazy. And then you start panicking because you say a lot to the producer, like when you're doing your confessionals, like trying to like get your point across before you actually answer. But now it's going to be like a whole sitch.
It's going to be insane.
So now every week is like a complete surprise.
How are you guys doing with this new baby in this corona quarantine? Like, what's happening? Have you killed your husband yet?
I haven't killed my husband, but I have failed first grade. Like, it's a disaster. The virtual learning, like, is not my, I'm like, I barely made it through school. How can I possibly help my children? But no, we are having fun. We have good days and we have crazy days. Like, right now, I think there's four of us on Zoom calls.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, it's definite chaos.
Can you imagine? I mean, listen, you are someone who has herself in control, has her life in control. Could you imagine giving birth right now in this current era?
No, and honestly, like, I continue to feel so grateful about that. I mean, there are husbands that either can't even be in the delivery room or that can only come for 1 hour. I mean, I have a girlfriend whose son is in the NICU and she can't even go in. So it's, you know, it's really crazy, you know, and I'm really grateful for our health right now.
Yeah. Speaking of health, I learned closely what you do for a living because Jennifer Leapart, who's a friend of mine, is all-in coach. And it's so fascinating that you guys keep people accountable and have these conversations with people. Why is this working right now for so many people? Because I've seen the weight loss journeys. Why do you think your program works?
Because so much of what people need right now is support and to feel supported. I mean, you even talk about how, like, people are fighting with their spouses and, you know, it's because they're wanting that human interaction. And with All In, you are getting, you know, 24/7 concierge service of support for your health and fitness goals. So you're taking care of yourself. You also have someone you can vent to. That's not your, you know, it's not like your friend that's going to be like, all right, enough already. I've heard it. Like, this is our job to be there to support you.
Explain how this works, because I got it firsthand, glanced at it, and I didn't realize it was so personal. So if I join All In, I'm assigned a coach and I tell that person what I'm eating for breakfast, lunch, dinner, the exercises that I've done, what I drank that day, almost everything. And that person gives me feedback immediately.
And you have to do it by certain times. So a lot of time what people have, you know, what happens with people is they're like, oh, I'll skip breakfast. That's not an option for us. So you have to send breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, your workout, how you're feeling. And, you know, what ends up happening is you change your lifestyle this way. And if you have questions, we're there to answer them. If you've had a bad day, we're there to help lift you up. If you're, you know, being negative on yourself, you know, we're there to call you on it. So, you know, people are like, you're an accountability coach and you're a housewife. That makes no sense. And I'm like, yeah, it really doesn't, except for what we do is your health and fitness goals. You know, when it comes to, like, crazy ladies at dinner parties, no, I'm not the accountability coach. But when it comes to our health and fitness goals, like, I really practice what I preach. I'm very committed. And so are every single one of our coaches, because they were once clients.
And Jennifer Leapart looks amazing.
And then once you are feeling your best, everything else shifts. Your marriage gets better. You ask for that raise at work, or, you know, whatever's going on in your life. When you're feeling confident and comfortable, you take action.
How do people sign up for this?
You go to allinbyteddy.com, or you can go to our Instagram at goallinbyteddy.
How are you doing? Because you talked about your weight struggles in the past and really getting over them and finding, you know, your own rhythm. What was it like getting pregnant? Did you ever have that fear of not being able to lose it because you were over 40?
No. One, I'm 38, Justin.
Oh, are you that? Oh my God, you're my age.
Excuse me.
It's the three kids. It's the three kids in the million dollars.
I'm kidding.
I'll be 40.
Right. Subtle shade. But no, actually this time, you know, with both Slate and Cruz, I did, because, you know, I never had a healthy balance prior, but going into this pregnancy, you know, obviously I didn't even know that I could get pregnant naturally, but I had just such a level of comfort because I knew I had actually changed my life to a sustainable lifestyle change versus before, where it was all about, like, fad diets and, you know, yo-yoing and all this craziness. You know, it wasn't the same this time around. I went in healthy and feeling good and knowing how to nourish my body.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Now, you actually had help with the first two children.
Yes. Slate, it was insemination, IUI, and Cruz was IVF, multiple rounds.
And this baby was all natural.
This baby, we were in Mexico and, you know, things happen.
Do you think it's because of what you're, how you're treating your body now?
You know, I think I would hate to say that because I had such a struggle before, and there's so many people that are struggling, you know, that you never know the circumstance. But I do think I wasn't focused on it. It wasn't my primary obsession. Like when I was trying to get pregnant with Slate and Cruz, it was my all I thought about. And that stress, I think, did add to some of the issues. And, you know, this time around, it, you know, I was like, oh, you know, I'm not trying not to get pregnant, but I'm not trying to get pregnant because I can't. And then look what happened.
Boom.
Yeah.
I love it. I love that you're living your best life. I love that this season's going to be good. I love that I got to sit at Dinner Party from Hell Part 2.
Oh my God, no, you were there. No, I just went on a shame spiral.
For everyone who has not seen Dinner Party from Hell, the first part or the second part in season one of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, you should watch it. But in episode 3 of Real Housewives season 10, you have a moment.
It was a moment. I mean, my poor husband had never seen that kind of moment before. And he's like, we get in the car on the way home and he's like, I cannot with today. And I'm like, I need you to be quiet. I need you to be silent right now.
We have not had that many housewives film pregnant. It's almost unheard of. You had Teresa Giudice in New Jersey, and that was almost about it. How hard was it to control your emotions? Because it would seem like any little thing would set you off.
You know, I think that there were parts that were hard, but I mean, I guess the same goes for when you like drink a bunch of alcohol, it's hard to manage your emotions. So at least this year I'm completely sober, so my memory's on point, but yeah, I'm definitely more emotional. And I you know, I'd probably be that emotional if I wasn't pregnant.
So you're ready for the reunion because you remember everything.
I mean, it's a running joke between all of us. They're like, when things would happen and they would be like, ask Teddy, she'll remember. And I'm like, oh, yes, I do. Oh. I didn't miss a crumb.
Did not miss a crumb. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a shady year in Beverly Hills today, this year, this next 3 months.
It's going to be a lot.
Is there anything you're not looking forward to seeing?
You know, I think it's hard because even as we're watching each episode and you're seeing people's confessionals, there are certain things that you have worked through. Like in current time, I think so-and-so and I are cool. And then I watch back to something that happened 3 months ago and I'm like, that B? I can't believe you say that about me or whatever it may be. So like reliving that. And you know, it also sometimes highlights characteristics about you that you're like, that's not really my best quality.
but at least you know it and you understand it and you can reflect on it.
Well, I mean, I'd rather be myself and be authentic, the good, bad, and the ugly, than be a phony and have to watch that back and not be able to live with myself.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, it seems like you have a lot going on. You've already announced that you were pregnant. You've been in Vogue. You've walked the runway and it's only episode 2.
And there's a lot more. I mean, like I was actually talking to Kyle this morning. I'm like, oh yeah, my neck's bothering me. She's like, because the show started airing. Like you start getting symptoms.
I almost forget sometimes because I, you know, working for Kyle for 5 years, it's like a cycle. Like you're like, oh, here we go. And here are the tents. Like it's going to be tense in here. And you almost forget how crazy it is. But when you're a Real Housewife, especially of Beverly Hills, the amount of people who comment and tweet and have something to say is beyond like anyone else's show. How do you handle that on a weekly basis?
You know, some weeks I'm really good. Like I'm like, you know, all the people that I truly care about, love me, we're in a good place, I have good friends, like all is great. But then somebody will say something and I'm like, don't make me throat kick you through the internet, you know? Like. Most of the time I'm pretty cool unless somebody comments on the kids. Then I'm like, oh, really?
I don't know how you just don't say, I'm a pregnant woman. You cannot say this about someone who's carrying a child.
But I mean, it is what it is. And I have to kind of think like, well, if I'm bothering somebody that much, I'm doing something right.
Amen. Amen. Well, I cannot wait to rewatch this episode. Everybody, The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills airs every Wednesday on Bravo. You have got to check out this episode. And if you haven't seen episode one, go to On Demand, check it out. And if you're at home, All In by Teddy Mellencamp is unbelievable.
Aw, thank you, Justin.
I love you.
I love you too. I miss you. I can't wait to see you in real life.
Can we have a margarita soon? That's all I want.
I need, you realize I haven't even had like an official margarita anywhere since the baby.
I want to get Provence wasted.
You know what? I miss that. I need it. I was so dreading that episode and it was my best one last year.
I think episode three is going to be pretty damn good.
Oh, for you, because you were just witnessing the hot mess.
I loved it. But it was literally, you could hear a pin drop when this went down, okay?
I couldn't. All I heard was, wah, wah.
When you scooted out of that desk with that table with that baby like this.
And my belly's like hitting the table on the way up.
Oh my God, you have to come back here next week and we have to laugh about it.
Honestly, we may have to do a recap.
I'm in.
Play by play.
And once my BevMo subscription runs out in 2 weeks, I'm going to go all in. But right now, I'm just enjoying this wine a little too much.
All right, we're here for you when you're ready.
Oh my God, have a good day.
Thanks, bye.
Love you.
Love you.